Welcome to Modern Jazz Today with your hosts, Kerry Gaffney
and Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening, right here and only here on Modern Jazz Today. Welcome to another edition of Modern Jazz Today. We've got new music. Let's dig right in. First up is Michael Wolff. The album's called Sunny Day. We'll check into the title track. Then guitarist Heather McKay. The album's called Life Got in the Way. We'll check into You Make Me Smile. Then Enrique Hanin. The album's called Conceivable Directions. We'll check into the track 13th Level Indifference. Then James Dandifer. The album's called If Not Now. We'll check into Garden of Weeds. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
This is Modern Jazz Today with your host, Cary Gaffney and Jeff Williams.
Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with Jeff Williams and Carrie Gaffney. Want more information on the artists we play? Check us out on the web at modernjazztoday.com. Up next is Ruben D. Toledo. The album's called The Drip, and we'll check into Out From Under. Then Steve Snyder Trio. His album's called Prime Vintage, and we'll check into the track Sharp Left. Let's check it out.
Thank you. Barcelona, who smelled of roses and cocaine. I hope they know their parents miss them, so do the sunny shores of Spain. I miss them dancing in the kitchen. I miss that long stone goodbye. I'm too sober to sleep, but I'm too drunk to cry. God bless that famous painter's daughter, someone I loved so long ago. Jane, we're sorry about your mother. I just thought I'd let you know. We miss you downtown walking backwards. We miss those snowbanks in your eyes. Too sober to sleep, but I'm too drunk to cry. God bless garage bands up on stage. God bless the boys of Lincoln County. Those Irish Catholics that never age. Goddamn my liver when it's thirsty. Goddamn my wallet when it's dry. I'm too sober to sleep, but I'm too drunk to cry. Too sober to sleep, but I'm too drunk to drive.
Let's rest a while at the front bar. just might be dangerous. Does it tickle when I do this? You make me laugh like an idiot, and I've fallen from this ledge, 'cause that's the way I want it, and it's a long way, it's a long way home, it's a long way, it's a long way. It's a long way, it's a long way home. It's a long way, it's a long way up cars pass on the street. She's crying so hard and singing along, spilling her drink, oh, and dancing with someone. Lights turn suddenly weird, like a solar eclipse, like a gap in her teeth when she's smiling. Oh God, breaking a string, falling on ice, forgetting the words while you're staring. My teeth, been trying to talk, she's trying to read. There's shouts in the night, killing trees, there's a light in her eyes, oh, that's kind of hard to see. Footprints all through the house, like a fucking cartoon, to the kitchen and back, where are you going? Oh, God, talk in your sleep. Stars in the sky, to the dogs in the street in the morning. Open caps
will... Good afternoon, everyone. Hi. Hi, my name is Ara McCauley. I am the Radio Meters Project Assistant with CFRC Radio. CFRC Radio, your campus and community radio station broadcasting since 1922 in Kingston, Ontario. I would like to begin by taking a moment to acknowledge that CFRC operates as a uninvited guest upon the traditional territories of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, Anishinaabeg Nation, and Huron-Wendat peoples. We are grateful to be able to work, learn, and live on these lands. To acknowledge this traditional territory is to recognize its long history, one predating the establishment of the earliest European colonies. It is also to recognize this territory's significance for the indigenous people who lived and continue to live upon it, and whose practices and spiritualities were and are tied to this land. We join the community in remembering the victims and honoring the survivors of residential schools across Turtle Island. We extend our sympathies to Indigenous communities affected by this tragedy. This serves as a stark reminder of the need to recognize our troubled past and present, and is an urgent reminder for all Canadians to work towards truth and reconciliation. So, with that said, I want to thank you very much for joining us today for CFRC 101.9 as we proudly present our Musicians in Residence Capstone Concert, an Airwave YGK matinee. And it is my pleasure to welcome to the stage Dinah Jansen, station manager for CFRC, and the puppeteer behind this program.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to see all of you here today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So just very briefly, CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program featured performances and interviews with local musicians, bands, and DJs over the last couple of years. In particular, the last year we had a number of musicians joining us in our studios to create new music that they ultimately also played on our airwaves live for the listening pleasure of the Kingston community, which we also did wonderful videography for and are available on YouTube for you to watch anytime. And beginning in early winter 2024, yes, they joined us in our studios. We had DJs, we had turntablists, but we had musicians all across genres, including the wonderful talent that you will see today. Yes, and during those residencies, we also were able to provide meaningful paid opportunities, not only studio space, but paid opportunities, because we received a wonderful grant from the Kingston Arts Council and the City of Kingston, whose support the project wouldn't have been able to launch. We are also very grateful to the Kingston Music Office for their extensive support throughout this project. We're also very, very very grateful to that man right back over there, Rob Bailey, who was here bright and early this morning doing a wonderful beginner level sound tech workshop, but also did a workshop earlier with us this year too to introduce new emerging, particularly young musicians, how to set up a home studio. A lot of the musicians that we have been working with have never played live in front of an audience before. This morning we had this intro to sound tech workshop to provide opportunities for those folks to even learn how a soundboard works, what things are, and how to talk to a sound tech. Very basic beginner level stuff. We're very proud of this. We are also very grateful to Old Farm Fine Foods for their support of our project. Thank you, Old Farm. And while I've been working very hard behind the scenes coordinating the projects for quite some time, this project would not have been possible without the support of my staff members. Chancellor Miracle, who I think is hiding backstage running because we are live broadcasting right now. Chancellor, are you there? Yay! Thank you, Chancellor. Yes, Chancellor working very hard behind the scenes to provide technical support for all of the musicians that joined us. That was also supported by another staff member at CFRC whose name is Jesse Bell. He is currently at the station right now making sure this live broadcast is going out on air too. So shout out to Jesse at the station. Woo. So without further ado, I'm now going to turn it back over to Era and our wonderful new marketing assistant, Zane.
Thank you, Dinah. There's a little bit more on this script. So just a reminder, don't forget to say hi to us at our CFRC table. Zane's going to be there, Jack, Ellie, and myself. We have information on some of the other projects that CFRC is doing, as well as some little tastes of merch to come. So there's coasters and mugs and patches if you want to support CFRC that way, or if you want to make a donation. It is a charitable nonprofit organization. But without further ado, the reason you're here today is to hear some fantastic music. So we have an eclectic afternoon of music ahead, featuring three dynamic local acts, Birdbone Theater, Foster Shea and Sudak, and the Oscar Evans Group, who will be showcasing, as Dinah's mentioned, some of the work they developed during their Airwave YGK residencies, or are going to develop during their Airwave YGK residencies. It is now my pleasure to introduce this afternoon's opening artist, Birdbone Theater. Birdbone Theater is Alexandra, Allison, and Ekaterina. Alexandra is a puppet maker, puppeteer, and artistic director of Birdbone Theater. Alex's primary training is through Bread and Puppet Theater in Glover, Vermont. She has also studied with Puppetmongers Theater in Toronto, Clay and Paper Toronto, and Purple Dragon Puppet Troupe, Kingston.
Allison is a musician, composer, and musical director of Birdbone Theater. She has extensively studied and performed folk dance and singing traditions of central and southern France, and currently plays with Emeline, Chante Lepomme, and McKinley James. Allison holds bachelor degrees in music and education from Queen's University, where she specialized in ethnomusicology, classical voice, and community arts education. Ekaterina holds a bachelor of fine arts with honors in music from York University, and has studied the musical traditions of the Balkans, East Slavic cultures, and the Near East. These influences are evident in her work with her own ensembles, Blisk, Polki, and Maiden Glass. She also brings a fusion of traditional elements and alternative music to her collaborations with folk metal band Protocult. Ekaterina develops the musical repertoire of Birdbone shows to include Slavic polyphonic song, including original compositions. Birdbone Theater joined us this spring as part of Airwave YGK to bring creating music for their forthcoming Bear's Garden, which tells the tale of a clever peasant who plants his fields in the Bear's Woods. Drawing inspiration from Slovak illustrator Viera Bombova's prints and paintings, Bear Gardens will layer colorful paintings and handmade puppets with original and arranged song, music, and Foley soundscape. Learn more at birdbonetheater.org, and please welcome Birdbone Theater.
Thank you. Can I get some hurdy-gurdy?
Well, I'm taking it off now.
All right.
Theater. It's very nice to be here. We're very, very grateful to CFRC 101.9 FM Queens Radio for giving us this wonderful opportunity late this spring to participate in the Airwaves YGK Artist Residency. It was a time that we could hole up in the bowels of Carruthers Hall and work on new music for a new puppet show that we, with the support of the Ontario Arts Council, which we're very grateful for, are developing. And so today we have a mix of repertoire for you, both from a shadow puppet show that we play. Maybe you've seen it. Yes, have you? Did you like it? Broom Dance, as well as from this new, not yet created work, Bear's Garden. So the next song is a Polish song, Bystra Woda, about a woman who's minding her sheep, but she gets carried away because across the water is a young man plowing the fields. Mm-hmm. And her sheep run away into the woods, and so she asks him, could you please gather my sheep back in? And he says, yes, if you give me your wreath.
Bystra woda na jeziorze.
Thank you. So our theater company, we counted, and we're actually 13 years old, if you believe it. And we made more than 13 shows in all those years. And in every one of our shows, from the very beginning, has been room for music. Original compositions, Foley art landscapes inspired by a work at CFRC in the bowels way back there, as well as interpretations of traditional music. And so that's what you're hearing some of right now. The next is a brief landscape
into another
sound
world.
Art into another world, and then into an original composition by Ekaterina.
Thank you.